Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is a WEEI special broadcast. It's day two of the 20th annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by Arbella Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund, here for good. Today on Merlone, Fourier, and Mego. Red Sox manager Alex Cora joins the show, along with Celtics owner Steve Pagliuca.
Now, live from Fenway Park,
it's Merlone, Fourier, and Mego.
That's right, it's Merlone, Fourier, and Mego with Andy Hart sitting in at Fenway Park. And right now we are joined by the Egan family. Jared, Sharon, Angelo, and Gabby, whole crew is here. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And so your journey with leukemia started, I believe, last November?
Yes, it was in 2021. Yeah.
What is the experience of dealing with Dana-Farber been like for you guys?
They have really, like, it seems like they're there for me whenever I need them. And, like, whatever, like, my family needs, or if we're really, like, we're feeling down on something, we can really ask them about it. And they always seem like they have the answer for everything that we need. So it kind of, like, it feels really nice to know that someone's there supporting us through this, you know? Yeah.
So bring us back to your initial, you know, symptoms and diagnosis as far as how it started and how you ended up, just maybe mom or dad, doesn't matter, either one.
I can take it.
All right, let's go, Jared. He's a pro.
So I was kind of just feeling run down, but we didn't really think much of it because it was in, like, the middle of football season and all that, and I was working out a lot and stuff. So we just really thought I was run down because football every day and, like, just balancing school and stuff. And then I started getting petechiae on my legs, which are, like, little bumps that don't really feel like much. But, yeah, so then we got that checked out, thank God, and we caught it.
So you say you got it checked out and you caught it. Like, that to me has got to be the scary part, right? Like, hey, you're thinking you're just exhausted. No, there's something more serious.
Yeah, I didn't really think much of it. That was all them.
This kid,
really?
It was insane. He was like, oh, okay, I got cancer. We're falling apart, losing it. And he's texting everybody in town, letting them know what's going on. And we're just like, dude, you got to let us talk to people first. You can't just – people are calling us like, what's going on? Jared's
got
cancer?
Did you know anything about it? Did you know how challenging it was, how scary it can be?
No, I didn't really know much about it at all, actually. I was completely in the dark. But, you know, everything happens for a reason, so you just got to push through.
So you said you were in football season when it happened.
Yeah.
Like, did that knock you out of football? Have you been able to do anything active the last year? When are we getting back to it? Like, those types of questions.
Hopefully – Football, I don't know about, but baseball and basketball, hopefully next year at some point.
Nice.
Yeah, it looks like junior year, maybe he'll be back to everything, but baseball maybe the end of sophomore season or sophomore year in the spring, he might be ready for baseball, hopefully.
Okay. And is that sort of something on the horizon you look forward to? Kind of,
because
I read you're an athletic kid. And
yeah.
Has that been one of the tougher parts, not being?
Yeah, that's definitely been, like, the most, like, painful part about this is just seeing all my friends out there and, like, playing sports and stuff, and I have to sit on the side and watch.
Do you still hang out with those kids?
Yeah.
Go to games?
And I still go out of the games and practices and stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So how's it been with Gabby, right?
I can share.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it seems like you guys are relatively close in age, right?
Yeah.
Relatively. Now, is he a good patient or is he a demanding patient?
He gets a little grumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I envision him with a bell and calling your name out.
No, it's more mom. I tell him to do it himself.
Tough love, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, good. So do you actually go to the Dana-Farber with him at all?
No.
You haven't been
not
there yet?
Usually. I've been like one time. Once or twice.
What is the community that you found at Dana-Farber, either among other families who are there or all the different medical providers, healthcare providers who are there? What has that community been like for you guys through this journey?
So, first and foremost, Dana-Farber has become our family, right? And the families that go there, they are our friends, and most of them have become our family also. So when we do go to Dana-Farber, it's a very comfortable environment for us. It's very welcoming. You know, we're here today, and I always say that Jared is an honorary Red Sox player. I mean, we come here, we feel like we're at home when we're at Dana-Farber. We come to Fenway so many times, Gabby was just saying. Through this awful experience, there have been so many wonderful moments for our family, and a lot of times I do cry. I am keeping it together right now because of all the good things that have happened to our family because of this god-awful experience. And I tell you, it's sad how fast Jared has had to mature through all of this. But I tell you what, he's going to be so much stronger in the end. He is. He's a role model for kids that are going through this. He's a role model for kids who aren't going through this to show resilience and strength and positivity. You know, he doesn't let me have a bad day. Those aren't allowed. You know, he says, I'm happy, I'm not sad, and neither can you be. So, you know, we're getting through this, you know, one day at a time, but it hasn't been, you know, all bad. We've had a lot of good moments as a family and our community. You know, we have to give a huge shout out to our community. We really thought we were going to do this alone. I don't think families realize how much support you'll have, not just from family and friends, but your community. And that community is Dana-Farber. That community are the families that are going through this, and those are your neighbors that you live with. So, you know, we can't thank, you know, everyone, the Jimmy Fund, the Red Sox, our family, friends, everyone for being there for us through this really tough time.
That matter-of-factness, you said he was just texting people, basically, and seemingly that's benefited you, it sounds like, mentally, the way you've approached this, but where do you think he gets that from? Is that from one of you guys, or is that all him, just nature, or?
Probably this guy.
Yeah, Dad takes credit for that a little bit.
Maybe, I don't know.
Are you matter-of-fact like that? Do you take things
in stride? I'm a firm believer of you can't control everything in life, and you can't stress over what you can't control. You just got to figure out how to work through it and keep pushing forward, and he does that quite often. Like, the only time I've ever seen him cry through this whole thing was when he found out he couldn't play baseball. And every other day, he just pushes forward. He's always in a good mood for the most part, and I can't believe he's going through this with that kind of attitude. It's awesome.
So looking forward to getting back to the sports, what are the positions? What do you like to do? Football,
Football, last year I was a wide receiver.
Okay, you have good hands?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, now, N'Keal Harry didn't either, so we'll move on from that.
Baseball's his thing.
Baseball.
Baseball, what do you play?
I pitch and play second a lot.
Can you play shortstop? Because I feel like anyone can play shortstop for the Red Sox.
Yeah. Do you know Bobby Dalbec's playing shortstop tonight?
Oh, my goodness.
So if you're available, they could probably use you. I'm not sure it's going to go well.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, though. I mean, it seems like the treatments are going well, and you have your last treatment in November?
She knows that.
Yeah. November 2023.
Okay. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep, that's
now, what happens? Do we have, like, a celebration?
Oh,
do we have a party?
There's going to be a party.
Okay.
Nice. Oh, yeah. So
she's like, there's
– big party.
So there's milestone parties leading up. So Jared can't play baseball, and you know that's his favorite sport. So this year his birthday wish was to have a wiffle ball tournament, and we had almost 150 people show up for this tournament.
Wow.
You know, just word of mouth, friends, family. So we're going to do that again this year. We're going to do it big. We're going to do it right. And that's just kind of like maybe the eighth month marker. And then when we get through this, we're going to have the biggest wiffle ball tournament you could imagine for this kid.
All right. What'd you say, Jared? You want that trophy?
No, I want it 2 years in a row. I want it last year.
Nice. His team won. Yeah, his team won.
Is that where the hat's from? It's from that? Mm-mm. I see Jared Strong on that.
No, I put that on most of my hats.
It's a sweet hat.
thank you. You can't lose your own tournament.
Yeah, by the way, for those who are listening and not watching, Jared is very styling here. What are those shorts you got? Bright fruits all over
those really
shorts?
Tell you. They're kind of random.
It's like a dancing banana.
You
got to
stand up so they can really see them.
I'd see more of a Skittles pack.
Yeah. Okay.
A little avocado.
Happy orange.
But then underneath, just sneaking out a little bit, there's camo.
Yeah.
So he sticks out and then he blends in.
Yeah. Never let them know your next move.
Are you wearing a bathing suit?
No.
Okay,
that's just
I'm
the
just
pockets.
Seeing some mesh.
Which I actually kind of like.
Yeah.
A big bathing suit to work, guys.
Why
super
not?
Casual.
I'd be ready to go.
You never know when you're going to pass a pool.
Slips and slide or a pool pops up, you're good to go.
And, Jared, I understand you're starting high school. Has school started or are you going back in a
couple weeks? No. Is it next week?
31st.
Yeah, the 31st, I'm pretty sure.
Gabby, how do you feel about having your brother join you? I assume you're going to
the face says it all.
You're going to the same high school. I'm guessing this is your little brother joining you in high school?
Yes.
Yeah, he's joining. I'm leaving.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
You're going off to college?
Yeah, next
nice.
Year.
All right.
And the Air Force.
Oh,
wow.
Very cool.
That's incredible.
Wow, that's awesome.
Good for you guys. All right.
Quite a family.
Yeah, quite an accomplishment.
And I like the – is orange the official color of Team Jared? Because I'm a big orange.
It's actually the T-A-L-L leukemia color.
Okay.
So
it pops.
It does.
It's a good look.
It does.
Very cool. Well, good luck in sports when you get back out there pitching. I hope your arm is as strong as ever and ready to go.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much for sharing your story, guys.
Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.